This is the Joyful Mama Show. We want to help you take actionable steps toward dreams that have more impact, family life that has more peace, and motherhood that has more joy.
We think that it's time for moms to rise up in entrepreneurship and change the world. But let's face it, it's hard to sort through all of the ways we get stuck in our own heads and in all of the things we feel like we're supposed to be doing.
How can we change the world when we're overwhelmed with trying not to feel overwhelmed about homeschooling or power struggles with our kids or taking care of our own hearts, our bodies, and our minds?
We want to give you the tools to find rest, joy, and healing while also taking your business and your dreams to the next level. You know you were made for more than hustle. You can feel that you were made for more than the lies that hold you back. And we believe that you were made for amazing things that impact the kingdom of God and the people that God has given you to impact for Him. You were made to be a joyful mama, to have a heart that is thriving, not striving. And we want to help you step into the fullness of all you were created to become.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are excited to talk to you today about three solid strategies to getting unstuck in your business. If you are anything like us and you love business, you love creating income from home, you're passionate about creating freedom for your family, sometimes it's hard to narrow in on exactly what you're supposed to do, especially if you've had different assignments in different seasons. And so if you're like us, there are times, if there haven't been, then there probably will be, where you find yourself in this conundrum of what should I be doing right now? Maybe you have an idea, maybe you already have a business, maybe you have a couple of ideas or a couple of businesses, and you're thinking, where should I be investing my time? What should I be doing right now? And maybe you're even a little bit paralyzed by trending things. You know, what social media platform should I be posting on? Should I be doing reels? Should I be running ads? What's my marketing strategy? What's my content strategy? Should I be doing digital marketing? Should I be doing coaching? Should I be doing an Etsy store? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many things. Maybe I should be an Amazon affiliate, or maybe I should be learning how to do real estate. We talk to friends and other mamas who are like-minded all the time, and we hear from all of these people. And if you're entrepreneurial, you will come up against this at some point if you haven't already, and most likely you have. And so we're going to share with you three strategies that we know work. They have helped us get unstuck time and time again. And if you implement one or two or three of these things, we would actually recommend all three. But even if you just do one, you will be moving in the direction of getting unstuck and back into progress with your business. So, Sarah, do you have any off the top of your head times when you have felt stuck in your business and the feelings, the emotions? Obviously, it's no fun to feel stuck.
No, it's a horrible feeling to feel stuck because it just starts getting overwhelming and everything starts feeling so big and so heavy. And even this calling that God's given you, or this passion He's given you, or this drive He's given you to start a business or to help provide for your family, or to impact people, it starts feeling like such a heavy burden. And instead of being a joy to partner with God and collaborate with Him and impact people for Him and expand the kingdom with Him, it starts feeling like this impossible thing. You cannot figure out, like a cloud hanging over your head. And when your calling becomes a burden, you just get paralyzed. And you overanalyze and you just go in circles. And it's a horrible, horrible feeling. Mm-hmm. And I have been there so many times personally. Even when I knew the strategies to get out of it, there were still times where I was only using one of the strategies and I needed to use two, or I was using two and I needed to use three. And so mm-hmm. when you find yourself of like, well, I'm doing like a couple of the things they said, or I'm doing one of the things they said, like add in another one then, because mm-hmm. there's these very practical ways that God speaks to us. And I always imagine it as being vertically and horizontally. So there's this like direct connection we have with him. And then there's this direct connection we have with community and people. And when we tap in, all three of these solutions are either horizontal or vertical. When we tap into the gifts he's given us and the access he's given us, both to people and to him directly, we can get out of this unstuckness. But if we don't use these two ways, vertical and horizontal, then we will stay where we are. And not only that, but the giftings, the callings, everything he's put inside of us that we know we're supposed to pour out will become this thing that we do not know how to manage and steward. You kind of get consumed by condemnation, guilt, because you know you should be doing something, but you don't know what it is. And it's just not fun.
That's so good. I love how you just said like the vertical and the horizontal connection. Like really, truly, I've learned that the enemy of progress is isolation. And when we're overanalyzing and when we're, you know, in that place of just trying to figure it out on our own and we get in our heads, the stuckness just perpetuates and it actually starts to feel worse. It feels heavier. It's like you're chasing your tail or going around the same mountain over and over. And we really, truly do need connection with God and with other people. And the, you know, the way to clarity sometimes is just taking action. So all three of these strategies that we're going to share with you are very simple to implement, like super simple. Without further ado, let's talk about the three things. First and foremost, when we were actually talking about this ahead of time, we listed this last, but I think we should say it first. Okay. The most important thing that we can do to get unstuck is the vertical connection, like you were just talking about, Sarah. It is having time alone, intentional time alone with God. And there's a few different ways you can do this. We are invested with a coach right now and going through our own process of leveling up and getting to new levels in our business. And actually, Sarah, you just were telling me yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, about how you walked through this business meeting with God. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that experience is like and how our listeners can implement that or something similar to just get along with God as a first step of getting unstuck?
Yeah, it was so good. I think just having a business meeting with God, you know, whether you get to go away for an overnight to a hotel somewhere or you only have 30 minutes. I took an hour on a Saturday during my Sabbath when it's a habit I already have is Sabbath. And so I already don't do any work on my Sabbath. So I felt like I could do the meeting with God since it was kind of like it was work and it was moving the needle forward, but it was with God. So that's when I had time. And I just took an hour and I got my notebook out and I wrote down what questions I had for God about what direction our business needed to go in. So all the things that had been like running in my mind of like, well, what about this? And like trying to figure out this and I don't know what to do about this. And you know, all the things that were tripping me up, I wrote them down and I asked God each thing. And so I just prayed to open it up and I thanked him for everything that he's given me to run this business and to impact people. And I looked up a scripture he led me to, Ephesians 1. And so I was just reading that out loud and I was putting my name and your name in Ephesians 1. So I was just reading about his grace that he's freely given us, that we have been chosen and predestined according to his plan. I was reading about the Holy Spirit, who is our guarantee of salvation and has been promised to us to be our counselor and our teacher, that God has placed all things under Jesus's feet and that Jesus fills everything in every way. And so I was just praying that over our business, over our direction, that God himself would fill everything in every way. So I was just, you know, kind of getting in that headspace of like, this is yours, Jesus. Like, this is all for you. This is my life is for you. This business is for you. Everything I do is for you. So if you are in it and if you are in everything, then I believe that you're going to come and give us clarity. You're going to come and answer my questions, whether it's right here in this moment or whether it's next week or, you know, whatever it is, that you're going to lead me to the solutions. So I just made space for him to answer and just listened and just wrote and, you know, like you're journaling, I just wrote whatever came to my mind. I didn't overanalyze it in that moment. Like, is this really God or is this me? Like, I just wrote, you know, we're so apt to just be like so critical of ourselves. So just be free in his presence to not have to judge whether or not that's the exact right thing in that moment, because it is just about like giving and surrendering everything to him, because you do not have the answers and he is where your help comes from. So it's just that act of surrendering, that act of inviting him in, that is really the most important part, I think. Like, hey, God, I'm not alone in this. I'm acknowledging right now that you are here, that I have your help. You have given me everything I need for life and godliness. And if I look to you, the help will come. And so it's more of like an act of surrender, an act of invitation. Like big decisions we're making about our business, I invited him into it. And I was like, we don't want to make any decisions without, if you're not in it, we don't want to go. You know?
Amen.
I don't got time to waste doing things that are just a good idea. I want them to be God-breathed ideas. And so just inviting him into that too, like, I don't want to say yes to anything you're not in. And so just this like, making space for him to speak, making space for me to listen, and really just like giving everything over to him. Because at the end of the day, like he knows every person that all of us are called to reach. And there are people on the other side of our obedience. And he knows who they are and he knows what they need. Like I can trust him that he is looking out for them. He's looking out for me. And so it's just kind of like that dedication, almost like you could take communion during it. Just like, it's me and you, we are one, we are united. And all of this is for you, like having your own little worship service over your business. Yeah. So I highly recommend that as that vertical connection for your business, is that vertical reaching out to God for the answers that you need.
Mm-hmm. So, so good. Okay, so the second and third strategy are more horizontal, and not that God cannot still speak to you through these two things. In fact, if you really set the precedence with connecting with him first vertically, I would say you can almost count on him guiding you to these next two things in a way that you're going to be, you know, connecting with people who are led by him and who are going to guide you in the right way. So number two strategy, if you are stuck, sometimes it's because you have a gap in skill set. Sometimes it's because you don't know what you need to know. There's a gap in the information that you need to move forward. There's a gap in training. And so investing in courses, some kind of training to level up your skill set, because when you're growing a business, here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to just waste time going to YouTube, going to Google, going to Pinterest, trying to look everywhere for like something that's free that can get you like these little breadcrumbs that might get you like a tiny bit of progress. What Sarah and I have both done individually and together is we've looked for experts who have results, the results that we're looking for. And then we invest in the courses that they've created that teach how to do what they've done. Mm-hmm. And 100% of the time that we've done this and we've actually done the course and implemented what we've learned, it's been fruitful. And if you're going to look for the right people and learning the specific things, you know, if you start with your meeting with God and he shows you a direction to go, then you're going to probably have some clarity around what steps to take in your business and what you need to learn to move forward. And so if you are not sure how to move forward, you invest in something to learn skill sets to move forward. So we've invested in courses on Oh my goodness. So many things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is something like a small quick course on just how to do a Facebook ad. Well, that was one of the most recent like little mini courses. I think it was under $100 or right around $100. But I was like, man, my Facebook ads are not performing like they used to. So I invested in a course and learned this new strategy, super simple to implement. Boom, I'm unstuck because now I see this girl all over my feed. She's clearly having success with her ads. I see her sharing the success other people have taken her course have had. I am not about to just try to figure it out on YouTube by myself or just poking around Facebook Ads Manager by myself trying to optimize like that. There's nothing more valuable than your time. So I would rather invest a little bit of money. Sometimes I invest a lot of money to cut a corner on the time invested so that I can get results quicker. Because especially when it comes to our businesses, we want to be profitable. We want to be making money. And if we're stuck, we're probably not. If we are still making money, it's not near the potential of what we could be creating because we're not moving, you know, we're not moving fast enough. We're in a place of delay. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I invested in my first course. I remember it was an Instagram course. It was in 2014. And I had a baby who was 4 months old and a toddler who was 2.5. And that's when I started learning from experts because I quickly realized I cannot do this by myself. I don't have the skills necessary to grow this business. And from then on, it has just been invest, 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 because I'm not just investing into my business. I'm actually investing into myself as well. And You as a person, as God's daughter, are good soil. And so when you invest in yourself, there is always a return. That's part of stewardship. Like if you know that you have these things inside of you that are supposed to grow and come out and impact people, then when you invest money into yourself, you will reap a good reward. There will be fruit on the branches of your tree that other people will eat from forever and ever because you invested $100 or $1,000 or $5,000 into this course to grow yourself. When I think about how much money I spent on college, oh man, I tell younger kids like all the time, like, just make sure you really need that college education to do what you want to do, because I could give you a $5,000 course that would teach you the same things in like 6 months or 3 months instead of this, you know, $150,000 education that's going to take you 4 years. And also when you said time is money, it made me think of, yes, like when you are just bootstrapping or piecemealing together things you've seen all over the internet and seen other people do, like, oh, I saw them do that, so I'm going to try that one little tweak. Not only are you thinking that you're getting it for free, but it's actually costing you money because you're not making the money you should be making in that time. So if you spend the next 3 months piecemealing all these random things across the internet, you're wasting money because you could be investing in yourself and then reaping like a really big reward at the end of that 3 months or 6 months or whatever the course time is. So it is wasting money and it's not good stewardship. And that's a little direct to say that doing that is not the best stewardship, but it's just the truth. And I can say that because I've done it. And It seems easier and it seems less expensive, but it's actually not. It's costing you something to stay stuck. It's costing you something to not be focused, intentional, and get the skills and expertise you need to move forward.
Yes. And even like the research of overanalyzing what and where and how to invest, like just do something, pick something, move forward. Look for the experts who are getting results and then invest with them. And that truly has made such an impact on both of our businesses separately. It's made a difference on our business together. And We just cannot recommend it highly enough. And then the third thing, the third strategy. So we've got connecting with God, meeting with Him. The second strategy was investing in courses. And I will add one more thing to that. A lot of times when you invest in a course, there is a possibility. This is the case of the ads course I just invested in, and you like a little bit more handholding. Sometimes those courses come with a community. And so this ads course that I invested in, you can pay a little bit extra if you want access to people. If you have questions and you don't want to just do the FAQs and you don't want to, you know, to email in for support or submit a ticket, or for this course, I think it's like an extra $5 or $99 a month or something. You can cancel at any time. And then you have access to a community and people who can help, you know, guide you through the process. And that leads into our third strategy, which probably this is actually the first investment I ever made in myself entrepreneurially, was investing in coaching, investing in a mentor. And that has moved the needle farther for me than anything else I've done. Sometimes a coach or a mentor will be teaching you some skill sets, and sometimes they will be giving you practical things. More often than not, for me, when I'm investing in a coach and in a mentor, it's for strategy and it's for tactical things. But more than anything, it's helping me with my mindset. It's helping me get past me, my limiting beliefs, my thought patterns that are not healthy or not in alignment with truth, things that I have been operating in out of habit that are not the right habits, and I can't see them because it's so familiar. It just feels like it's part of me. And so when you get into a room, when you get into a room with a coach, or you get into a room with a mastermind, you get into a room with an expert and other people who are like ready to go to the next level and truly create the life that God has for them with abundance, with options, with freedom, that will cause you to get unstuck like almost instantly. When I made that first investment into a coach and into a mentor, I felt the internal shift almost immediately. It was like I just put a demand on what God's put inside of me. And because I spent more than I'd ever spent on anything since then, I've spent a lot more than I did that first time. But that first investment felt like it might as well have been $1 million because it felt so scary and so big. And I was investing in me. And there was no promise of outcome other than I knew myself enough to know that if I'm going to invest this in me, I'm going to take action. I'm going to put my foot on the pedal and just run as hard as I can, because I don't want to disappoint my husband because he was okay with me making this investment and he's believing in me. So I have to make him proud. I have to, you know, not make this a waste of our hard-earned family finances. And two, it just felt like, you know, I really want to make God proud. I felt like there's untapped potential inside of me that I know you put in there, and I don't want any of the gifts you've given me to be wasted. I want to make you proud. So I'm going to pay to be in a room with a person who can help draw out that gold that you deposited in me from before I was even born. And I don't see it all yet, but I'm going to do everything I can to cultivate it and bring it out so that the plan that you have to do in me and through me are actually accomplished. And I love coaching now. I think everyone should always be coached at all times. My husband just started getting coached for the first time, and I'm seeing such huge transformation in him just being in the room and watching other people get coached. Sometimes, like with group coaching, you get to see other people be coached, and that is coaching you in and of itself. You've been doing coaching, you're a life coach, you're a business coach. You've done coaching for years and have seen so much fruit because you've helped, you know, lots of moms come through lots of things. And you've, of course, been coached as well. Why do you think this is such an important strategy for getting unstuck?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's two forms of coaching, generally group coaching and one-on-one coaching. And I've seen tremendous breakthrough with both. I've been in lots of group coaching sessions where I have been coached. And like you said, you're learning not just from your situation, but from other people's situation. And then I've had one-on-one coaching, which I find invaluable, because to have eyes on your particular situation and what you are going through specifically in your business and in your life that's affecting your business, your mindsets, the things you're specifically thinking, to have somebody have eyes on and have input and directive. I always call it, like, what I do and what I look for is a mix of coaching and consulting. And so I don't want someone to just coach me and say, well, what do you think you should do? I want someone to tell me what to do. Like, here's some options of what I think you should do. Or here's what I have done in my business. I want expert advice on what to do. And going and meeting with God because you want him to directly speak into your business. So same with one-on-one coaching. You want someone to directly speak into your business and into your life and your heart and your mind and all the things you're struggling with. And so I love doing one-on-one coaching because I love helping people directly. Now, it's hard to find one-on-one coaching, actually, because most coaches do group coaching because you can scale your business with group coaching, and it's hard to scale your business with one-on-one coaching, which is why Liz and I are super excited to announce, and we'll just say it right now, but we are opening up our schedule for 3 women. And like I said, one-on-one coaching is so direct and is actually rare because of how much time it costs a coach for them to just coach you instead of coaching 90 people in a room. So we are opening up our schedules for the next 3 months. We're offering to coach 3 women. We can only take 3 women on. We are so busy. Our schedules are, you know, we have all these businesses we're running and homeschooling our kids, but we want to make time and we want to make the investment into 3 people. So if that's you, when this ad comes on at the end of the podcast, go and you're resonating with this and God's like, there you go. There's your answer. Go right now to thejoyfulmama.com/business coaching and you can apply right there. But yeah, one-on-one coaching has been so invaluable for me. And I've seen the impact that it has had on all my clients. And group coaching, like I said, is also so valuable. They're different and they have their different strengths. But like you said, the vertical and the horizontal, God speaks through people. God speaks through his word. God speaks through the Holy Spirit. God speaks through your imagination. There's all these ways that God speaks. And when we can tap into all the ways that he's speaking and counseling us and guiding us, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, like when you find a coach that has a spirit of wisdom, when they have like the creativity of the Holy Spirit in them, I mean, the problem you're having, people can help you find a solution. You can find a solution by meeting with God. Maybe he'll speak to you directly. Maybe he'll speak to you through a person. But God will speak and he is always speaking. And so whether it's directly or through an individual, this is how he moves in the church, in the body. These 3 strategies, we call them solid strategies because they are rock solid.
Yeah. We are so confident that if you move in the direction of any of these strategies, if you're investing in skills and getting the training you need so that you can move forward and take action with the things you need to do practically to grow your business, if you invest in a coach, whether that is for, you know, consulting and strategy, whether it's for mindset, maybe it's getting in a room with other like-minded entrepreneurs so that you don't feel so isolated in your journey of building a business from home. And then, of course, if you're meeting with God and you're intentional to bring all of these cares and burdens and things that just feel paralyzing to you, if you're bringing those to his feet and surrendering all of it and saying exactly what Sarah said earlier, God, this is all for you. This is all yours. My hands are open. My heart is, mind is open. Speak to me, guide me, lead me. If you come to that place with the Lord, he will meet you there and he will begin to speak. And whether he's speaking to you in that moment or he's giving you the nudge to invest in yourself through courses, through coaching, through community, we know that he will help you get to where he wants to take you. He will guide you. He will lead you. And we would truly love to be part of that journey. So if you are feeling like coaching is the route you need to take, we would be honored to work with you, to strategize with you, to help you get unstuck, and to truly build a business of your dreams. And so we do invite you to apply, and we'll see you on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we believe God has so much in store for you, and we would love to partner with you, and we can't wait to see where he takes you. So we will talk to you guys next time. Bye. Hey, friends. Liz and I are opening up our schedules and offering exclusive two-on-one coaching to three of our listeners at a special price which will never be offered again. We are looking for three highly motivated, teachable women who are ready to work and grow their businesses over the next 3 months. If you are tired of feeling stuck, overwhelmed, burnt out, or discouraged, this might be for you. We will give you a customized business plan tailored to your unique passions and goals so that you can monetize your business and meet your goals of impact and income.
Neither of us would be where we are today without the many coaches we've had speaking into our lives and our businesses and giving us a clear path forward. So if you are needing someone to come alongside you and help strategically guide you to your next steps, so that you can reach the next level of business and income you're wanting, then go right now to thejoyfulmama.com/business coaching or click on the link in the caption of this episode.
Once these three spots are filled, we won't offer this again for 3 to 4 months, and it will never be this price again. So don't waste another minute just wishing things were different. Where could your business be in 3 months from now? Take action today and get coached by not just one of us, but by both of us. We want to see you thrive and have so much impact for the kingdom of God. So let's do this together.